the agency in charge of the Thrift Savings Plan plans to spend more than $2 million to improve the TSP website. IT hopes to deliver a better user experience. Members of the Federal Thrift Retirement Investment Board approved a nearly 18% increase in the agency's budget for 2014. Part of the increase will help lay the groundwork for what the board calls a wholesale overhaul of the TSP front end. Now, joining us with more is Renee Wildart. She's Director of Enterprise Planning at the TSP. And good morning to you, Renee.
Good morning, Emily.
So first, before we get to the plans to improve the user's experience, I have to ask you, how is the shutdown affecting the TSP?
Well, we don't know yet. We are tracking our information, our participant activity, but it's too early for us to be able to draw any conclusions.
All right, so let's talk about this investment that you're planning to make, a couple of million dollars in the website. What is it you hope to accomplish?
Well, actually, the money that we are investing in is going to go to much more than the website, although looking at the website is one piece of it.
So tell us what is going to happen in terms of what users will be able to do or be able to see. Can you walk us through it a little bit?
Okay, sure. What we're going to do for the next couple of years is really try to figure out what our participants want from us, what they need from us, and figure out how the plan racks and stacks against other plans. And so coming out of that, we think that we'll be able to answer some really critical questions. We should be able to help our participants make better and more informed investment and retirement decisions. We'll know how our features compare to other plans, and the hope is that, and that experience might translate into things like extending our call center hours of operation, having a more consultative approach with participants when they contact our participant services representatives, offering a mutual fund window. At this point, we don't know what that new experience is going to be. We're just going to spend the next couple of years doing the work to figure that out.
And so to figure that out, what is it you need to do in the meantime? What do you have to ask people, or what is it you have to observe to get an idea of where you go after that?
Okay, well, we're going to be doing a lot of surveying of participants. We will do focus groups. We have a lot of data here at the TSP, and we're going to purchase analytical tools that will help us to understand the data a little bit more, be able to visualize the data. And we're going to look at our services and benefits against other large public and private defined contribution plans and service providers. So I think there are a lot of pieces that go into this, including hiring, modeling, and analytical expertise.
Now, the TSP may seem like the only game in town, really, when it comes to savings for federal employees. But do you know how many federal employees actually use the TSP and how that compares to outside offers?
Well, we've got great utilization of the plan. We've got participation rates well in excess of 85%, and that compares very favorably with the public sector, which doesn't generally see participation rates at those types of levels.
But do you worry that the TSP may lose ground to other mutual fund providers or others that offer retirement services because they've got more navigation tools, I guess more personalization?
Well, I mean, I think that's certainly a possibility. We don't want to have a plan that doesn't meet the needs of our participants. And there are other options, maybe not other options for, you know, our defined contribution dollars, but participants do have other financial services options. And so we want to make sure that we are meeting their expectations and that they don't want to move their money to those other alternatives.
We're speaking with Renee Wildart, Director of Enterprise Planning at the Thrift Savings Plan. So, for example, eventually, can you envision maybe people that when they visit the site will know more about them than just their name and account number, perhaps the point they are in their career or what their family situation might be?
Absolutely. Those are absolutely the types of data points that we would like to capture, because then we can help them make decisions that are right for them, that are right for their circumstances, and help them define what their retirement goals are. We'd like to be able to speak more one-to-one as opposed to one-to-many. So that really is, I think you've pretty much nailed exactly what our objective is. And we might even be able to talk to OPM and Social Security and provide them a more holistic view of their retirement, since there are three legs to the federal retirement program.
Do you already know that about people? I mean, is that the type of data that you already have? It's just that you haven't been able to synthesize it?
No, we don't have a lot of those data points. A lot of that stuff resides at the agency's payroll offices. It doesn't reside with us. And so part of this would be contacting the payroll offices and figuring out how our systems can talk to each other so that we can get that information. And some pieces of information we might just capture directly from the participant.
And just a basic question about retirement planning. How personalized does it have to be, or, at how many points in someone's life do they actually have to actively change whatever their retirement plan is?
Well, that depends upon the individual, but I think that we would like to see individuals at least look at their TSP account once a year and decide if the market has changed the allocations in a way that they want to adjust. It really does vary, but we do feel that in order to be able to properly plan for your retirement, you do have to engage with your plan and look at it and make sure that what's going on in your TSP account fits with what's going on with the rest of your financial picture.
Now, what are some of the data sharing obstacles you might have? I mean, there's legal requirements on what agency data that you can access and what you can do with it. Have you explored all that yet?
No, we haven't. We haven't had a chance to look at those items. We're just kicking off this initiative, actually. We're getting started on it next week. So we've got a lot of stuff to do. And data governance and those issues will certainly be front and center as we get started on this.
And who are you reaching out to first? Is it the Office of Personal Management, or are you already setting up meetings with the agencies themselves?
No, we haven't gotten to that point yet. Honestly, we are just starting to figure out what all the pieces are in this puzzle, identifying it, kind of scoping it out, and then prioritizing it. It's not going to be just jumping into everything at one time. So we don't have that information at this point.
And I think you answered this question earlier on, but is it still too early within the shutdown to tell whether people are making hardship withdrawals from TSP and so forth?
Yes. Yeah, it is too early at this point. We'll be taking a look at it, though. We are carefully monitoring that, and it'll be about a month or so probably before we can see any particular trend.
And is the board, because you guys aren't dependent on appropriations, is it business as usual over there?
Yes, it is very much business as usual over here for us. We are open 24/7.
Well, that's good to know that somebody is, anyhow, and working normally. Renee Wilder is the Director of Enterprise Planning at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tom and Emily.